This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Kind of a rainy, gloomy day out there. I think it's going to be the only one this week, though, so not too bad. Don't mind this little November rain. Hey, the mic sounds better. So they changed out the mic. That's good.
Yeah,
nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Nice. I'm not sure if it sounds any better out there, but it sounds better in my head.
Hey, that's all that matters.
So that's good. Yours still sounds bad in my head.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. I can't really hear myself that way.
Yeah, I can't either.
I know.
I don't know. Oh, we good?
It sounded like you were under the table for a while.
It did. Yes.
Like, tell you what.
Here talking.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much got this thing in my mouth. So.
Yeah, pretty close.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine how many mouths have been on this thing.
Two minutes in. Not bad.
Hey.
Not bad.
Hey. Take that one and do with it what you will.
Trying to manipulate the lighting in here with these light rings. And I have mine. I think it's set on autopsy lighting. So it's very flattering.
What it looks like. Yeah. It's pretty, pretty bright.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
So it. Do you prefer that light there to just the bigger lights?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I don't like bigger lights. I don't like anything overhead. I'm a big lamp guy.
Huh. I love lamps.
Oh, dude.
They're warmer.
I love lamps.
Do you love
I'm
lamp?
A lamp lady.
Lamp.
I have lamps everywhere. They're just warmer,
mm-hmm.
kinder, gentler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Brick, are you just naming things in the office?
You just think that you love things?
Yeah, I'm just lamp. I'm a huge fan of that lamp over there. Yep. And if we could just have a room full of those, I'd be so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a bunch of candles, like in the police video. Yeah.
See, I don't like too many candles.
No?
No.
Well, we can't have them here. We lit one once, and it was like the FBI came crashing in.
Yeah. And they're windbreakers.
They don't trust you to blow them out.
No, lamps I like. Candles in conjunction with lamps I like, but not candles only.
Really? What's your issue?
I don't know. It's off-putting.
Like really? Too gothic?
I don't know. Yeah, a little
too much
gothic,
like witches might show up.
A little wavy. Where I kind of feel like it's a little too dramatic. Like I don't like when people are overly dramatic or tragic.
Trying too hard.
I feel like if it's all candles, they're trying too hard. Yeah. Candles are trying too hard. Candles are great in conjunction with a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Candles. Why have candles and overhead lighting? That's silly. But all candles, it's like okay, pull yourself together.
That fits your personality perfectly because you're never over dramatic about anything.
I know.
I have just candles. At home. I mean, I have lamps, but they're too bright.
Oh.
So.
No, wait.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No.
So it gets dark at 4:30.
Yes.
You show up to your dark house.
Yes.
And you light the candles like Charles Dickens.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Do you have street lamps?
Like street lamps.
Oil lamps.
No.
You should.
Do you carry the little thing, like the little, you know, the little candle holder with the knob, and then you hold it and you walk around
in the
bathroom?
Yeah, the Ebenezer Scrooge.
No,
I'm not Wee Willie Winky.
But I mean, it's dark.
I just have a bunch of candles.
Do you turn the light on when you go to the bathroom?
No, I have a candle. I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
You really
up.
Walk down the hall with a candle? Like a
Ebenezer
no,
Scrooge?
No, I don't need to. I mean, like, it's light enough
because
that I don't need to illuminate the hallway. Yeah. I just have, like, I have a pretty big mantle in my fireplace, and I have four or five candles there. Then I have end tables, have candles on those. Then I have, like, a candle under this chandelier so I don't hit my head, have candle on that. And then I have sort of a tall candle holder in the bathroom with a candle lit. It's delightful. Yeah. Wow. I would have lamps, but the ones I have are just too bright. So they're just never on.
You can get like light bulbs that are 20
watts. That, I know, but
Edison light bulbs.
Now you're pushing me. Like now yeah. It's like I got to go to a grocery store.
Amazon,
I got to
baby.
I'd
Amazon.
Rather light 172 candles.
Got to discern between 20 and 40 and 60, and who can do that?
I can never get that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought
I order a bunch of candles.
I bought a 100 watt bulb when I meant to get 60, and I turned this thing on. Yeah. It's like a spotlight in my
house. Will just forever picture you like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
No one else? I'm the only one? The candle thing?
Not all the time.
I light one candle.
Yeah, I'll light like one in addition to the lamp.
Yeah. Mm. Do you light yours for its scent?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, that's
mostly
what I do.
You shouldn't leave candles lit.
Mm-mm.
When you go to bed.
Well, I'm not.
Andrew, no, he's right, though.
I am
the
right.
The fact that he's just have candles makes me a moron?
Yeah. No, not that. You said you don't turn the light on when you go to the bathroom at night because there's a candle. And that implied
to me
that you're leaving the candle lit.
No, downstairs.
Okay.
Upstairs, where the bedrooms are, there is a flameless candle.
Okay.
Kind of like a nightlight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple of those, but okay, not flamed candles.
Your house is going to look so creepy from the outside.
Yeah, probably. Like. Probably.
Dracula lives there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still flickering
lighting
in the
is
background.
Just like essential to me. And since I don't have the right lamps, I just have to have that. So
That's interesting.
And the chandeliers have like, whatchamacallit, dimmer switches, but I just can't get them right. So it's candles for Dave.
Okay. I love that.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you have the little clicker lighter, or do you use real matches?
No. Yeah. No, I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
No, and when
he's got 74 candles. He's
using matches.
So like those big long 12-incher things.
Yeah.
Like the fireplace match. You need that big one.
At any given time, how many are going at once?
Oh, probably half a dozen to eight. Something like that.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you mix scents?
It still
sense?
Doesn't seem like a lot of work.
That? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mix scents.
Yeah.
That seems nice.
The scents are not that important to me. I like a scent.
Yeah.
I don't like too strong a scent. Like a really strong Christmas pine coney thing I can't really get down with.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. I like the strongest Christmas tree ever.
Even walking into Schnucks where they have the fake pine cones, you're just like, too much.
That's what I was going after.
Yeah. No.
This is so interesting. What if, like, you have like a date and a lady friend comes over and it's all candles, she's gonna think
lamps.
You would go lamps.
Bright lamps.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
She would think that you're trying to be super romantic.
Sure. No.
Yeah. Be like too much.
When you live with candles, you have to know your place.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Self-awareness, yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like soft lighting.
I think it.
I didn't know this would be that intriguing.
Yeah, no, this is the most interesting thing I've talked about today.
I think you're the only person I know that does that.
Really?
I feel like you're going to go to Ophthalmology Associates and Dr. Burgess is going to be like, are you reading in low light by chance? This is an unusual strain on your eyes I haven't seen since the 19th century.
Yeah, no, I guess I hadn't really thought about it, but I do live like
in
the 18th century. Yeah, I am. Like a pioneer.
Yeah.
Watching TikTok by candlelight.
Yeah.
No, like getting home and lighting the candles is delightful. And then when you go to bed and you're really tired and you kind of fell asleep on the couch and you just, just like it's all you can do to blow out the candles.
Yeah.
It's cozy.
Yeah.
It's all you can do to blow out the candles.
Oh, man.
Sounds like the saddest birthday ever.
It's all I can do.
Do you have one of those little candle extinguishers?
I don't. No. Just,
those are pretty
great.
No.
Those are great.
I just saw one at the store yesterday.
Everyone knows what to get me now.
Yeah.
I was at a place.
Candles.
I was at this little place down by the Ritz. It's a really cool gift shop. And they had the biggest candle I've ever seen. It was 2 feet tall and a foot across. And the glass that it was in was like stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 wicks, $375.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I wanted that thing.
Candles are shockingly expensive.
Yes.
If you get a 3-wick candle, it's $70 at Anthropology for a 3-wick candle.
They're so nice,
though. They're amazing.
They're so luxurious.
And let me tell you something I discovered about cheap candles, and one way you can figure it out is I had these really cheap Christmas candles, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago, and I went into the bathroom one day, and the toilet, like the plastic-ish toilet seat was covered in this soot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell is that? And I figured it out. It's the candles when they burn that gets in the air.
Yeah.
And cheap, it's like really real cheap.
Cheap candles burn
and
dirty.
It will yes. And then it will find its way to clean white surfaces.
Yep. No, it's that's no, how it's you know so true. Yeah, it's true. Because you can see I've gone to like, you know, like a
I think it's lead, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, and it's not the store, but like sometimes they'll go to like TJ Maxx or a discount store, right? And you get a super cheap candle. They have nice candles there too, but if you get a cheap one, you can see the black smoke when you light the candle. Like you can see it burns, you know, black, like dirty, and Ron's just right, it'll leave a stain on your ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there used to be lead candle wicks. That's what it is, but they've been banned.
Yeah, I hope they're not burning lead candles. Yeah,
that was a thing. I
horrible.
Yeah, not good.
This is my asbestos candle.
Man, you know what I have a craving for?
What?
A really good sloppy Joe.
Ooh.
Anyone like the Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like a sloppy Joe. Yeah. Oh,
we boy, might be making those tonight because we're looking for something to make tonight.
Nice. And I can bring a couple candles and come over.
I had discussed sloppy Joes. That's all we'd really need. Make them by candlelight.
Do you actually have any to spare?
Oh, yeah. I've always got candles. I can always find a candle.
How do you make yours, Dave?
My sloppy Joes?
Yes.
Just man.
I'm changing
which,
the subject back to this because it's very serious.
Yeah, no,
to me.
Just man. Which, like, I don't make them very often, but I don't have anything fancy, you know, like I do with my barbecue, and it's just ground beef and manwich.
Is it called manwich because like that's just the name, like manwich, or is it supposed to be like manly?
I think it's supposed to be manly.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be okay. Manly.
Because the advertising as a kid was very manly.
Well, the reality is like when it first came out,
it's a manwich.
Most men didn't cook. So this was like, see how easy it is? A man can do it. Beef and stuff.
Isn't it funny that how recently that kind of advertising has been perfectly okay? Like, men are morons, but we bring home the bacon, so make him a manwich.
Yeah.
Or like the lady, I bring home the bacon, I fry it up in a pan. Like, that was shocking. Like, oh, you make money and you cook, you know, from the 70s. Yeah. Like, oh, it was just fine.
No one
said, like, that seems a bit misogynistic.
What was that commercial even for? Because I remember it, but I don't remember
perfume.
What it was. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a really great SNL sketch with Beck Bennett. And it was a commercial for Manly Appliances. And it was like the dishwasher had like an 800-pound door that she had to open, and it took gasoline. It was only powered by gasoline.
I just put together what's bothering me about your mic.
What is it?
One of those.
You sound like you're from NPR on the DGS because it sounds like this.
Does it?
It's very quiet.
No matter what
you do, it sounds a little bit under.
I feel like I'm shousting, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love NPR because they deliver news about like nuclear bombs and the Yankees winning the World Series with the same tenor.
I do, too. When I was driving home from Colorado, I was driving Maureen's car from Colorado, from KU, and she has this fancy thing called like XM or something.
Yeah.
I was listening to the NPR, and I just love it. I love to make fun of it.
It's amazing.
But I love the aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not only that, but like I love when they do make the announcement when a sports team wins a championship. They're like the St. Louis Blues, which is the ice hockey team in the Professional National Hockey League. Like they're explaining it to people who have never
the listeners
heard
are like,
of it.
Oh. In the sports ball world.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes.
123 DGS. Speaking of sloppy joes, you think that'll ever take off the way like barbecue joints and Steve's hot dogs did? Like Dave's sloppy joes?
I think if it was going to, it might have already.
People waiting in line to get the joe.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty great.
Extra sloppy, please.
Yeah.
Not as sloppy. Not so sloppy, Joe.
You could do them. You could literally do a million versions of that. You could do spicy. You could do sweeter.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do it.
Cheese, no cheese. What do you think? A stand?
Yeah, call it Let's Go
or
Joe.
A sloppy Joe truck.
Let's Joe.
Let's Joe.
Let's Joe.
You just bought yourself into a third of the company.
Yes. Yeah.
It's that easy, folks.
Yeah, we're going to need 50 grand
right
from you.
Right.
There were one time, Bulger and I were thinking about opening up a place, and I didn't know much about anything. I just made barbecue and had a rich friend. And we're going through it, and we're going through this space in sort of off of Manchester in Sutton down in Maplewood and talking to the guy. And he's like, I figure you're probably $500,000 to $750,000, you know, to get the place operational. $500,000 to $750,000, and I'm doing one of these. Okay.
I think we can manage.
It's about
that.
Right. It's about right. Right, Mark. It's about right.
That's what I expected.
Okay. Pretending to take notes. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Let me call my in your head like this.
A little higher than I thought. I was thinking more like 4 to 6, but yeah. Okay.
$500,000. Yeah. I like to keep it closer to $500,000 than $750,000. But.
Yeah, that would. I mean, that would be like amazing for me if we could keep it at $500,000.
Meanwhile, in your mind, you've already moved on to something else because, like, oh, yeah. This isn't happening.
I'm already thinking like a donut hole shop. What? Just don't blow me up. But what would like 38,000 to 40,000 get us? Is that? Because Mark's got that.
It's a popsicle stand. That's what that is.
Have you ever gone into a store and like the prices are so high, like a clothing store? I did that when I was in Switzerland, and I walked into this little boutique and it had like little pretty sweaters and turtlenecks. And I look at a turtleneck, I'm like, oh, this is pretty. And it's a sweater turtleneck. And it's like 425 Swiss francs, which is, I don't know, 500 American dollars. And I put it down and I immediately start doing the math of like, how long do I have to stay in the store now?
Yeah.
To make it look
You keep looking back at it. Boy.
I'm a real customer. Boy. Before I, like, saw it. It's like, walk around, like, oh, I'm like, it's just beautiful. Well, I gotta go.
I did that about the giant candle over by the Ritz, because the price was on the bottom, which is not great, because it weighed, like, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm picking it up over my head, and the lady's like, it's $375, and I was like, whoa, okay. Okay.
Think about that.
Do you have two, maybe?
I did that at a shop in a little town in Italy that we were there like 10-11 years ago, and it's a place called Orvieto, and it's a little old place, and it's like a gift shop, but they have cool stuff. Like, they had a big, like, real looking sword, and I'm like,
I knew you were going,
I'm like,
sword.
I wonder what that's gonna be. And I looked it up and I literally just laughed. It was like $4,000, and I laughed at the top of my lungs.
Did you guys, was that me or
no,
you?
No, that was me.
Did you ever see that I think it was Michael Jackson. He was going around with some reporter, maybe a 60 Minutes guy. And they go to that store in Las Vegas, and it has all these really intricate, like, I don't know, pots and decorations and chessboards and stuff like that. And everything is $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. He's like, I'll take that one and that one.
I do
and
remember that
one. This. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it's just like, do I have that one? No, I'll take that one. And it's just, the man spent a remarkable amount of money in like 8 minutes.
I'm like that at Dollar General. I'm like, what's that?
Oh,
yeah. Flex?
Oh, dude.
I'll take those.
How much is that gum? 50 cents? Sure.
Put that in
the
basket.
Six.
I'll take all the trial sizes, please. Yeah.
I would never spend $1,000,000 at once, but I would spend it in $20 increments, having no idea how much I've spent. Like, I'm going to go broke in $20 increments for sure.
Right.
It must be the coolest thing to walk into a McLaren dealership off the street and go, I'll take that one, and it's no big deal.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking 134 DGS. We were just having the classic discussion on the break, like, how would people be able to tell if you had money all of a sudden, like a whole bunch of money? And we pretty much agreed, like the guys at least, that I wouldn't change my clothing at all.
No.
Like, not at all.
Nope.
I would have an old Bronco, like one of those rebuilt, really cool old 70s Broncos. I would have a nice SUV, you know, nothing crazy, like a Suburban or an Escalade or something like that. I would have a nice but not ostentatious house, because I don't like ostentatious. I don't like big. I mean, like Bulger had like a castle, and it was just too big. It's just like it's a castle. Like it's not. It's not cozy.
Yeah.
You know, candles, of course.
Lots of candles. It would be. The, you know what Candleman. It would be? Those. It'd be the really big candles that you mm-hmm. saw.
Yes.
Several of
everywhere.
Them, each one manned yes. by a candle
yes.
man.
Jeeves.
A candle man.
I would go from my regular black turtlenecks to some really high quality, high thread count black turtlenecks.
Unbranded.
Mm-hmm. Unbranded. I'm not a brand. I don't like brand. I like.
You should just pay one person to make them for you.
Well, you can do that. That can be done. That's true. But I also like to shop local. So, but I would go just get like really good. So like Field Theory is in Webster Groves, Old Orchard. Do you know the white T-shirt that that Carmi wears in The Bear?
Mm-hmm.
They sell that. It's a really nice German brand. So you could get that.
It's a few $100,
it's
isn't it?
Like shopping is local for really? A German
I think it's
shirt.
$100 for a white T-shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's the same
seems
as like
ridiculous.
Hanes.
Ridiculous.
What?
That's
it's
ridiculous.
Same, it's the same as like Hanes.
Oh no, when you feel it. Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm sure.
But see how it's unbranded? Like I like just really high quality, solid color, unbranded.
I
things.
Mean, it's a brand if it's selling for $100.
Yeah. But then you're gonna think you're gonna look like him in it and you're
it
not.
It just means it may not have the name on it.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
I don't people buy like Balenciaga across their
right,
shoulders
right,
and Prada.
Right.
I don't like that at all. I just like you want high quality pieces.
The only thing I was ever proud of wearing, this will show you what era this was I was really proud when I had Tommy Hilfiger overalls.
Oh.
How bad is that?
Wow.
No, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh.
They're back in.
Boy, not good. Not good. Like junior samples from Hee Haw or something.
I remember the first brand name I bought, The Limited. Yeah, ooh, that was good. A big brand name for me.
I was pretty excited about Umbro.
Yeah, I mean, The Limited was like wealthy.
Yeah, I had those in college.
Yeah.
The Umbro shorts.
The Umbro shorts in college were big time.
I had the knockoff polos, the Knights.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Knights. Oh, and some of the polo guys.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There's the Polo Association. Have you seen that?
No.
That's, you know, not it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah.
Did remember when Target... Was it their brand was Bum Equipment or what was
Bum? B-U-M? Yeah, I don't think that was a Target brand.
Was it Macy's?
I
remember
don't know.
Bum Equipment
Bum
was kind
a
of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, even at the polo departments at like Macy's, they have the sub polo.
Do they?
Yeah. It's just like if you can't afford this, maybe you can afford this crap stuff.
What is the club room?
Club room
is
members only.
No, it's not. Members only is. I would buy a members only jacket right now.
They're back in.
Awesome those racer
are they
jackets.
Back in?
No, they're back in.
I thought they've been back for a while.
Back in the day, those were awesome.
They're still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I should get one.
Dave, did you miss the members only?
It hit me right in the middle of the face.
Oh, yeah.
My senior, we called it the twerp dance, which is like a Sadie Hawkins where the girl asked the boy. And I had a burgundy members only with a pink shirt and a burgundy knit tie.
Oh, that's so good.
Gray slacks.
So good.
Did you have Granimals?
No, I miss Granimals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Granimals, Ronj?
I don't know what that is.
So, like, they were clothes. It was like a children's clothing line, but you could pick out your own clothes. And if there was an elephant on the tag and another elephant, you know that it went together. If there were tigers, so the kids could match their clothes. You could dress yourself because you matched the animals.
Oh, no idea what that is.
Yeah, that was big in the
matching
early
my clothes
80s.
Was not an important thing to me when I was a little boy.
No. Nor did it matter to me whether or not they were clean. Just, there it is. Let's go.
Oh,
I will say, along that line,
don't
Kevin,
care.
When my brother was, I don't know if he was a teenager, but somehow he got called for like a survey and it was like, how do you decide, you know, about clothes? Like, you know, with youth and whatever, it was a survey, young people, you know, how do you decide what you're going to wear that day? He goes, I don't know, whatever's on the floor.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My mom's like, you did not say that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's one thing when you're a little kid. When I was an attorney, when I was living by myself, single, and I would just have a suit wadded up in the corner somewhere.
Oh, no.
And I would get up late, because back then I could sleep, and I would actually have like the snooze going. And I would just iron the front of my dress shirt and just not take my jacket off all day. What a loser.
That's a pretty good move. I like that.
Loser.
That's awesome.
But you know what? By the end of the day, your shirt was probably pretty ironed out inside from all the moisture.
Was this pre-Febreze days?
I had something like it.
Okay, because I mean, like the move for a while was like, oh man, I didn't wash that.
No, well, I made
it in the dryer for 10 minutes with a couple sprays of
sprays of cologne.
Oh my gosh,
it's gonna smell just fine, and it's gonna be no wrinkles.
The first time when I first started dating Maureen, and she saw my basement, and she was like, first thing I note. There appear to be about 10,000 pennies on the floor, and I'm like, "Oh, yes, that's my 401k." She's like, "You don't appear to have a washer," and I didn't. I just had cologne in a dryer.
No.
You don't appear to have a washer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Why did you have a dryer?
Well, because boys will back me up. That's all you really need.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the only essential.
Yeah.
Is that a Jeff Foxworthy bit?
I don't know, but it might just be.
Throw in the dryer, it's good as new.
Yeah.
It's somebody like him, I think.
I mean, when they came out with the not Febreze, but what is the sheets?
Oh, yeah. They're just dryer sheets. Yeah.
I mean.
Bounce.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, you got sinks. You can always wash it up if you need to.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
You really get
you
bad.
You should have said that. You should have said, I hand wash everything.
Yeah, it would have made me look better.
Yeah.
As opposed to just going like,
do you?
It was here yesterday.
Where do you hang it all up then?
No, he's got the dryer.
No, he does have the dryer. That's true.
Yeah, we had a washer dryer, but my mom hung almost everything outside, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is... I mean, and honestly, like in a lot of other countries and in Europe and everything, a lot of people don't have dryers. You just hang everything up outside or outside the window.
Are you guys pointing at each other?
Because there was a little noise.
That was in my headset.
There was an extremely loud noise, which is this.
For when the event starts. Again, it's set to start.
Which is the CBS squawk box that... If I don't have turned down, apparently now...
It just pops on?
Apparently now with the new setup, it'll just come out.
Good.
Loud as hell.
Excellent.
Well, now we know what's happening.
Well,
excellent.
So sorry, everyone.
That makes us feel important, knowing that we can turn up CBS News at any time.
Anytime.
Just go right to the squawk box.
And it can turn itself on anytime.
And it can turn itself on if I don't have it turned off. Sorry, everybody. Live and learn.
I learned or was reminded of one of my least favorite songs of all time. Went into a Walgreens, and they were playing Christmas music, The 12 Days of Christmas.
I hate that one. Too.
Oh,
I really hate that one, and I don't even like
that. Was definitely written by a tryhard. How long can we make a Christmas song?
It's better than the Christmas shoes.
Oh, that was stupid.
Oh my gosh, the Christmas shoes. He goes to famous bar on Christmas Eve for his dying mom to buy him shoes. No, this is.
But she needs the shoes to meet Jesus.
I know. Just come on. That's what I would write that song if I were trying to be like
sappy. Why
would
you care about your shoes?
And making a joke.
Because it's a kid. I mean,
I see.
You know, kids think weird things.
That was a big hit, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if the song
turned it
was.
Into a movie.
I just know. Oh, was that which came first? I thought the song was from the movie.
No. The song came first.
Yeah, there's a Hallmark movie that's like 20 years old. We used to make fun of it on Sporting News Radio.
That's the worst. Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
Yeah, that song had to take 3 minutes to write.
Oh, man. This store closes in 30 minutes.
Like, what's a rhyme for melanoma?
Oh, God.
Nothing like mixing Christmas. It's almost like a Disney movie. You got to mix everything with the death of parents.
Yeah. Did she make it in the end?
I have no idea. I've never listened to the song.
I don't like preachy Christmas songs. Like, what's the one that's like, do they know it's Christmas time at all?
All right, let me tell you.
Well, that's the one that saved all the starving kids.
What? Yeah, I know. All they did was feed kids. That's, you know,
just
stupid
don't like
song.
That song.
I think that one's a banger. Okay, except the lyrics. It is very condescending. It's like, these poor Africans don't know about Christmas.
Yeah, it's condescending.
They don't know stuff unless we tell them.
Yeah, don't you wish they had Christmas?
They are completely in the dark over there.
They don't even have snow.
Was it next level condescending, thinking that we all thought that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is wrong.
It's almost like they have a completely different culture.
Yeah, right. They had a culture club. Wait.
I'm still laughing at the fact that Kevin called the writer of the 12 Days of Christmas a try hard. Originated in 1780.
Hey. That was the era of the tryhards. Oh, who wrote that song?
The post-Revolutionary War tryhard.
Do you think the Declaration of Independence is special? Wait till they get a load of this.
Get a load of this. $149 DGS, our Operation Food Surge Hardee's campaign started yesterday. The stickers are going to be in next week, and we just ordered the hats. The hats are cool. So the kind of hats that I wear, like what I'm wearing now, what do you call these? A fold-over, sock cap, whatever?
A beanie?
Yeah, it's not.
Toque?
But it's the kind that folds. There's a fold. It's not just
a
straight beanie.
Cap.
It's not a skull cap. With the DGS logo, it's going to be really, really great. Those will be in, which we'll be selling as a premium item. Every penny that you give at the Hardee's is going to go to Operation Backpack, where kids who are getting free lunches during the week don't have food at home on the weekends, and neither do their siblings. And so we make a backpack for them and their siblings. If you want to do something really cool as a family or as a business, $250 will pay for one child for the entire year. So that's something that you can be very proud of.
One more thing about the beanies.
Yeah.
Like, all the beanies we've done in the past have been, it's been very apparent that this is a Dave Glover Show beanie.
Yeah.
This is more of like, you can kind of sneak your fandom and, you know what I mean? It just says DGS, so
I'm sure I like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's more of an everyday wear, I think. This is my favorite one that you've ever designed, Dave. I think it looks very, very nice.
It's under the radar.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think all our stuff is, though.
Yeah.
Except for, like, my cartoon face, but I mean...
You mean the red nose isn't under the radar?
Yeah, you know. So, Andrew, you thought of Wheeler last night for the dumbest possible reason, say?
Yeah, I felt not good about it. I felt very bad about it. I felt bad about myself.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Yikes.
I had a very, very itchy back last night. I treated myself to a little bath, which I don't normally do. It's pretty rare. I treated myself to a little bath, and when I got out, I was a bit dried up in the skin department, right?
Ew.
As some can sometimes happen.
Man,
after
this story is not starting great.
Yep.
As can occasionally happen
after a
bath.
Remind you of all those things.
When it's cold in your house and you get out of the bath. And I was like, man.
Do you talk to yourself in the bath the way you do in the shower?
No. Because there's no, like, sound, right? Because when you have the beating sound of the water from the shower, it's like you're having a conversation with the water, right?
Okay.
Like, there's a little give and take there.
It's creepy if you just did it in the bathtub.
Yeah, then it's just my voice echoing
right
around the room.
I get that.
Yeah. But I found myself...
Boy, I wish Wheeler was here.
I wish I had that back scratcher, man.
Is Kevin the back scratcher?
That Wheeler back scratcher. He could be.
Would you have put a little lotion on it?
He could be. But, yeah, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Mark scores.
He didn't put
dry.
It in the basket.
He's all dry.
It would be
up.
Almost worth losing my career for her to say something too dirty.
It wasn't dirty. He said his back was dry from the bath and the cold. And then so you take that little scratcher, you put some, I don't know.
Anyway.
Cetaphil on it.
Kevin puts the lotion on.
I've made a lot of fun of Kevin for his stupid back scratchers over the last couple of weeks, but I was like, man.
I mean, that's the best $5 I've spent in a while.
I wish I had one.
I have no evidence to support this, but something tells me you splash a lot in the bath. Like, you're splashing around in there.
No, there are people who splash a lot.
Okay, so...
I think you have more evidence than you
do. Damn. From the top rope.
Wow. No, I don't mean anything by it.
You know, like a whale does?
No, that's not what I said or meant.
That's what it sounded like.
So, it is funny she says that, because last night... As my wife can attest, because she was
probably
in there with me.
A lot of tub noise, too, huh?
I was filling up the tub, and I was, like, sitting down in the tub, and, like, 99% of all household fatalities, I slipped and fell into the water.
No!
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yes, just butt first down into the water.
And it
was...
Dude. You could have broken your back.
Get the grips in the bottom of the tub, dude.
And the cat acted like the room was filling up like an Indiana Jones trap. She was like jumping to hide.
Why is the cat in the bathtub?
She was like, she goes to the bathroom to see what's going on, and she likes to, you know, dip her tail in the water or whatever.
Oh my god. She starts climbing the
She
was like up. She like jumped to higher surfaces and wouldn't come down off.
That was unexpectedly just the most shade ever.
I wasn't even trying to be shady. Yeah. I'm just saying,
you weren't suggesting whale. You were 100% suggesting seal. No,
yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
I was just picturing splashing. Splashing's fun.
Well,
I just
want to
say
I'm
that Rachel is
splashing
right.
Splashing around
yeah.
Exactly.
You mean splashing around like he's having a good time,
yeah,
not like he's having trouble getting around.
No matter how you get it. Somehow it's a lot of shade.
It really is.
But I was like, no, I didn't take it shady at all. But it was funny that she said that because it reminded me like, the bathroom floor was like still wet this morning.
How did you occupy yourself?
What's up?
How did you occupy yourself?
You just look at your phone, or if your hands are wet,
dangerous.
If your hands are wet because you're sitting on your hand, you just kind of wobble back and forth or whatever. Splash
you sit
a little.
On your
all
hands
right.
in the bathroom.
Yeah, keep them warm.
It's in a hot bath.
Yeah, but if you take your hands out of the water, they become cold again.
Is it palm up or palm down?
Yeah, got to be palm up.
Yeah, I guess
palm down. You're a psycho.
Yeah, palm down would be weird.
Palm up's weird.
And there's maybe there's
sitting
a little...
in a bathtub on your palms is maybe very strange.
And maybe there's some splashing
and
action.
You're talking to I only take baths,
dude.
You know, they don't call it splish splash. I was doing nothing. Yeah, yeah. Splish splash, taking a bath.
Thank you, my friend. Proving me right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.